past 7 after the hour.
I love you so, baby.
I love you, Jennifer.
And I'm glad
that I love you.
I love you too, Dougie.
I love you.
I love you even more when I'm not sneezing. You can say bless you now.
Right. Are you allergic to me? Is that why you're sneezing? Is that the problem?
Maybe. I don't know.
Really? All right. Excuse so you, me. But you love me more today than yesterday.
Totally.
All right.
I was just talking about you yesterday, actually, and I said
really?
That you're like my family.
I am. I feel like you're part of the family. Yeah. Your father is my ugly second cousin.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to do like the older brother comment or something.
Well, that too. Right. Although I think I have a few years on him.
You have a few years, but
I have a couple of years on him. Right, exactly. Your father and I have been friends. You know, it's one of those things you go back in your mind. When did I first meet him? When did he meet me? When did we become friends? I can't tell you.
Yeah.
I don't know how long. We've known each other for a long, long time.
I know you've been associated with CRN at least through the 90s, because that's when I was... around CRN for the first time.
Right, yeah. I remember you as a child.
I know. A little baby. You know what's so funny? Oh, my gosh. It happened again. I don't know if anybody else can relate to this. It kind of freaks me out a little bit. But ever since I was 15 years old, people have thought that I was married to my dad.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. I had a realtor write a letter saying, oh, it's so nice to meet you and your lovely wife. And I can imagine your daughter, Megan, may have gotten accused of this a few times, maybe, because you guys have a great relationship. Oh, in the car coming back from the airport, the driver and my dad is talking about a love interest that he has, right, out loud.
Yeah.
And the driver's like, well, you know, how long have you and your wife been married? And I kind of looked at him and I said, first of all, that's my dad, ew. Second of all, if that were my husband, I'd be really annoyed about what he's been talking about.
You know, I don't know that I've ever had this happen before. Meredith and I were someplace and some guy... No, referred to somehow or other it came up that she was my daughter, or it appeared to be.
And compliment to her though, that means she's looking very young. That's good.
It wasn't necessarily that she looks young, or I didn't take it personally, but it sort of did take me back a little bit, and we both sort of chuckled back because she's not that much younger. Mm-hmm. At any rate. It's one of those things that you run into from time to time.
Yeah.
And you just have to kind of talk your way out of it. So Jennifer's been a part of my family for a long, long time here on the program, on the air and off the air. And there's another lady who's a broadcaster who's been a part of my life, not so much on the air in the last few years, but certainly it becomes clear when you know somebody well enough that you pick up the phone and you don't say hello, but you have a conversation that sort of is part of a conversation that you may have had 4 months ago or
that
4 years
so
ago.
You. That's something you do,
it
by
is.
The
it's
way.
It is. It's what I do.
And so what's going on?
Well, I go back in my history to 1990, mm-hmm. When I first met Ellen Ratner, who had come to Florida to see me and some other people to try to figure out how she can get on the air.
Well, you know, she's since become the queen of Washington, D.C. So.
Well, she's the queen of lots of things
mm-hmm.
That have to do with radio and the media. She runs a talk radio news service. And they were the ones who provided the services for all the talk radio hosts who were at both the Democratic National Convention and the Republican National Convention. So I thought it would be fun to talk to her for a few minutes about some of the things that we didn't hear, we didn't know, that might be good either juicy gossip or sort of setting the record straight. Because Ellen, one of the stories that's floating around after the convention, which is now concluded in Charlotte, was that there were forces at the Democratic National Convention that were trying to, in some way, shape, or form, either influence or curb conversations that some of the hosts were having. And obviously, it would be some of the right-wing hosts who would perhaps gain the ire of some of those who are left. And maybe the same thing happened in Tampa. I don't know. But why don't you take us back? Which of the two conventions did you think...
Well, things are always a little more complicated. Let's just start out by saying the Democrats' medium is not radio. They don't recognize the value of it. They never have. You and I have talked about that probably a trillion, zillion times.
We have.
In our 20-some-year relationship.
They don't get it.
Secondly... Well, they don't. And secondly, Candy Stroud had her hands tied behind her back by this.
Really?
And it wasn't a policy. The problem is the following. They want to get to the swing states. Everybody does. The Republicans did too. So that's not the issue. Problem is that the Democrats put some radio people on the ground in Tampa starting in around March or April.
What do you mean,
and
put some people on the ground?
In other words, they had bookers, they had people that they were had hired to do Radio Row way back in March and April.
Really?
Sandy Stroud did not get the nod from the Democrats until the first week in August.
Let me just explain that Candy is your partner, and she is an operative that tries to help put
together. She runs Radio Row for the Democrats.
All right, okay.
So she didn't get hired until the first week in August.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you have 100 shows, 40 of them coming under, 35 of them coming under Talk Radio News, and you have to get guests for those 40 shows, one, you're at very limited ability to do that. Mm-hmm. Two, they gave her the instructions correctly, do with deal with shows with the swing states. Well, then she has a limited amount of guests, limited amount of whatever, and also the Democrats do want their more like-minded people or swing people to get guests. The Republicans get guests to Lefty Me and all these other people.
Anybody, but right. They
get radio, and they get that you're preaching to the choir. The Democrats don't get it. It's less that they're trying to shut people up and more that they had very few guests to go around, and they prioritize. I mean, that's really what happened. But the point is, the overall point, which John Fund or whoever wrote the story missed, is that Democrats don't get radio. Mm-hmm. That is the bigger story, in my view.
Now, Ellen has been doing this. You see her on Fox News all the time. Ellen is known far and wide as somebody who is left of the left. Ellen is, like, gone. She's in the left people that are on the moon. Ellen would be with that group. So when she tells you that the Republicans get it and the Democrats don't, it's from a business and a practical point of view, so you can believe that there's no prejudice involved here. As a matter of fact, oftentimes you and I have laughed over the years how the Republicans respect you more than the Democrats do, even though you're one who would support mostly Democratic, if not all Democratic candidates. Is that kind of, that's
well, I do. I mean, look, my politics aside, and my deputy bureau chief is a, card-carrying Republican. When it comes to news is news. But my opinion is opinion. And however, when it comes to radio, the Republicans just have been much more, even at the White House, Doug. Radio under President Bush, and as you know, President Bush had several off the records for radio hosts. He gave interviews. He didn't want to do talk radio because he sort of thought talk radio is a little beneath the presidential whatever. But he made sure that talk radio, and I disagreed with him on that, but that radio was something that was a push. As you know, he appointed Blanquita Cullum, our colleague, to the broadcast and Board of Governors. First time a talk show personality has ever been appointed to the Broadcasting Board of Governors.
Well,
so Republicans just get it in a different way.
Well, during the Clinton years, though, we had pretty good exposure, although there were a lot of people that were operatives sort of behind the scenes who didn't get it. There were people who were trying to teach the Democrats the value of using this medium, and Clinton kind of got it.
You and I, on a tour of the White House, you came up with it first, and I sort of made it happen. We both did. Came up with the idea of the first Radio Row at the White House. That was 93. You and I were touring the White House one evening with Richard Strauss, I believe, and that's where the idea of Radio Rows on the White House were hatched.
Yeah. And I'm getting goosebumps because I can remember the first one. I sat next. Now that you're bringing it back to my mind, the first was dark. We were out on the lawn of the White House, and all the hosts were there and getting ready. I think there were about 40 or 45 of us that were there. And I sat at a table next to a picture of Gordon Liddy. Do you remember that? Gordon Liddy couldn't come
because he was a felon.
He was a felon. He couldn't get on the grounds of the White House. And I remember how that sort of set the tone. But it was fun. And even though a lot of the people there didn't get it, we had fun doing that stuff. There's no fun involved. Everybody's so damn serious about everything. Do you feel that way? You've been doing this. We just talked about
it. Well, yeah. I mean, it is not as much fun. And I tell you something. I walked out of that convention yesterday, and I've been saying all week, unless one of those two conventions is in Cleveland, Ohio next time, I've done 5, that's 10 conventions in all from the Democrats and Republicans. never again. It isn't much fun anymore. It's all serious politics, and
plus, who is it?
Time to move on, Doug.
Yeah, who in the world makes decisions about having these events in areas that are hurricane zones during the time? I mean, what in the world, do these people have a brain? Why would you go to a place that has exposure like Tampa or Charlotte to hurricanes at this time?
That's right.
What are they, nuts?
Cleveland, Ohio, at least for the Democrats, Cleveland, Ohio, and St. Louis, Missouri, I think were the two runner-up cities.
Yeah,
they
right.
should have stuck with them.
Absolutely, they should have. Well, anyway, I wanted to get the story behind the story when it came to this story about...
I helped you out.
No, you did. I think we understand now sort of what went on and the behind the scenes of what actually the business of not the story reads that the Democrats tried to muzzle the conservative host. The reality is that from your perspective, that they didn't, they just don't get it, and they weren't trying to muzzle him, but they just didn't give him any help. And that's
right. They didn't give him any help, and they didn't give the bookers enough time.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. Got it. Thanks. Travel well.
Thank you.
Alan Ratner from the Talk Radio News Service, the people who put together the Radio Rose. When you hear a host, your favorite, there were tons of these hosts, local hosts and national hosts who were at these. I just don't want to, she said it, I don't go to these anymore because, first of all, this isn't a political show, but there are some great, if I could figure out, and this is it, Jennifer, and these people are so clueless on both sides because, as she just said, it's all politics. If they'd get out of the way and let us tell some of the stories that aren't political, that are of human interest about, I don't want to know. But the thing that they both do, but the Democrats are worse at it, is try to give you talking points. They want you to stick to the mantra. They want you to stick to the script. They don't want you to, I don't want to do
the
scripts.
Message.
And
yep.
That's why I don't go. Because I don't, everybody's going to, it's like this program. Everybody's going to talk about the same thing. Who needs it? Who cares? Another person saying the same old thing. That's one of the problems with this format. We have too much sameness. Too many people saying the same things over and over and over again. Where in this, in the world that I think we can live in and actually may grow, there are so many fascinating stories. Chris Christie singing with Jimmy Fallon. I'd love to have been at the Republican convention and had Chris Christie there and talk about his musical. Or anybody. What's your favorite
exactly.
music? Tell me
Get
more about your life.
Are.
I want to know who these people are.
Yep.
And because voting for a stick, and that's basically what the politicians want you to do. They want you to vote for a stick. They're stick people. They have no dimension. They have no depth. They have 30 seconds of this and 15 seconds of that and 12 seconds here, 4 seconds there, and it's meaningless drivel. It really is. All of this stuff, the only thing that's, I suppose, good about that, which I've just described, is the radio and television stations are going to make $4 billion between now and November the 6th, because that's how much money is going to be spent. These people are spending money like drunken sailors, and much of it, especially the presidential side, which is a couple of billion bucks, being spent in those 9 states. As Ellen just said, they all want to get to the states that are up in the air. And that's the whole message here. And it's kind of tawdry when you get down to it. It's kind of a sick, it shows you how bad the political system has become. So anyway, but I thought that, well, I hope you found that interesting. 21 after on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. Now, when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I got a friend named Whiskey Sam. He was my boony rat buddy for a year and now. He said, I think my country got a little off track. Took him 25 years to welcome me back. But it's better than not coming back at all. Many a good man I saw fall. And even now, every time I dream, I hear the men and the monkeys in the jungle scream. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. My children love me, but they don't understand. And I got a woman who knows her man. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. Drive on. Well, I remember one night, Tex and me, rappled in on a hot LZ. We had our 16s on rock and roll, and with all of that fire, I was scared and cold. I was crazy, and I was wild, and I have seen the tiger smile. I spit in a bamboo viper's face, and I'd be dead, but by God's grace, drive on. It don't mean nothing. My children love me, but they don't understand. And I got a woman who knows her man. Drive on.
One of the
it don't mean nothing. It don't
most
mean
compelling
nothing.
Musical on. Storytellers in the history of popular music, any difference whether it's whether it's AC music, a hit radio, the country world, this guy could really tell a story. Mm-hmm. And what is in the back of my mind as I listen to him is this continuing focus on Afghanistan, Jennifer, and why we are there, and the people who say, "Oh well, the president is you know." Bringing, we got out of Iraq and we're going to get out of Afghanistan. And the folks who are in families lose members of their family. And the question is, why are we still there? Why do my family members have to stay there? What the heck is going on? And that question came up this week. You know, we've had a lot of conversation about Prince Harry and the naked, you know, pictures, yada, yada, yada. He began a tour of duty as a co-pilot of an Apache attack helicopter this week.
You know why, don't you?
No, I don't know why.
I heard that those pictures were all a setup so he could go back to Afghanistan because the Queen didn't want him to, but as soon as all that trouble broke out, she sent him back.
Really?
And that's what he wanted all along. So people are saying he actually did that on purpose.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Interesting,
now, that's
huh?
part of the story that I haven't heard before. Tell us more.
That's all I've heard so far is that he actually wanted to go back to Afghanistan. The Queen said no way. They were trying to stop him from going back, but he wanted to.
Yeah.
So he said the only way he knew he could go back is if he got into trouble. So he went crazy in Vegas.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. And then they of course grabbed him back and said, "Okay, you're going, you're redeployed," because they want to get him back. They want to save his image.
Huh? Isn't that interesting? Well, the Queen and his father were both briefed about his return to operations, and Charles said he's immensely proud of his son. Yada yada. But isn't that an interesting reality? I never would have thought that that was the case. Now you have the story, and it makes a lot of sense in reality, because that's the way they think.
They
don't want any embarrassment. They don't like the public. I mean, part of their reality is they're in the limelight. Part of their reality is they don't like being in the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't hide from the limelight because of who they are. And that means, I mean, literally who they are. So they're bound to be the cause of conversation, and they're also bound to be the cause of concern. So here's this kid who's back over there. He's attached to Brize Norton in Oxfordshire, which is a base right outside of a little town that I spent a lot of time in, Whitney. It's just a neat area, and it's amazing how all of these things come together. And I'm sort of in my mind visualizing where he's been and now where he is. And the fact that he went there because he appeared naked is even...
Because think about it. He has
more
handlers.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they wouldn't let him do that unless it really was a... Who knows?
Right.
Could be a plan.
He's a member of the Joint Aviation Group, which is known in England as JAG. Here, JAG means something different than it does in England.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he is back... on the lines, if you will. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
In the nation, trees fall, traffic lights fail, ceilings come down, and brakes lock up. And when the you-know-what hits the fan, Nationwide Insurance hits the ground running. Because you're not just our first priority, you're our only priority. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Sneezing and coughing.
Oh, you sneezed too. I thought you were being dramatic.
I did. God bless us all. Everyone. Tiny Tim is not here, but Heather Bachman is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Doug Steffen is here. Rich is in California, in San Diego, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Taking care of some business
not
out there.
Not seeing me, by the way.
No, he's not going to see you at all. Roberta's back on Monday, I believe. So here we are working together. Not really working, but we are together. We've come together. Work is a... When you think of work, don't you think of something physical? Don't you think like you have to... When I was a kid, I always thought of work as something physical. Mowing the lawn. But people... And I always was... When I was really young, I was confused about people who would go to work, but they weren't working. Work, to me, was physical. How many people had that experience in their minds? 800-510-8255. When you think about working, that song, working in the coal mines, yeah, you feel like you have to be lifting or pulling. Or
what were those lyrics, Jen?
Or what instrument like that? Is that?
Yeah, right. That's the instrument.
It's special. I can't tell you.
Very nice.
It's my mouth kazoo.
So, anyway, working is a word that has many different meanings. As many words, we parse them sometimes. And one word means we've gotten down to that in this silly society that we live in. Well, what is the meaning of is? Remember, that was one of the more controversial moments in the Bill Clinton debacle, which he ended up sort of coming out of. If you look at Bill Clinton from this week, and then you go back to some of the video in 1997, I think it was, when all of that took place, 97, 98, in there, late 97, early 98. You look at the video of him then, and then you look at the video from this week at the convention, and then you look at the crowds, and they're, if he could change, or somebody had changed the rules, like Bloomberg did in New York for a third term, this guy would overwhelmingly win re-election.
Oh, sure.
Overwhelmingly win. He's so popular and has a, you know, that way about him. Some people said they didn't think he looked well or he sounded well. He doesn't. I'm not sure he takes as good a care of himself. I'm not sure he ever did, frankly. But anyway, he has always pushed himself, and part of it is his own drive. He You know, all the people who talk politics, in the four or five times, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who was also around him four or five times in sort of one-on-one. He remembers everybody, which is uncanny. How does a guy who's been exposed to so many people remember names? It has to be part of a genius. Is he perfect? Not by any stretch of the imagination. But then none of us are. And so we tend to be very critical. And that's part of the nature of the human condition, is that we find ourselves, the reality we find ourselves in now, everybody criticizes everybody else for everything. Well, your mother criticizes the way your hair looks. Your father doesn't like the dress. Your children say, Mommy, why can't I?
You're embarrassing us.
Yeah, right, whatever it is. I mean, people at work are critical of everything. And so I just this morning had to deal with this situation on the farm. And I could have taken two tacks, my old approach or my new approach. So I decided to take the new approach.
I have noticed a lighter, happier.
Well, I don't know about happier, but I'm trying to be lighter anyway.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Jennifer, obviously, from that light, haven't noticed it yet. Nice going, Jennifer.
He's much more bubbly. Yeah.
Well, it's effervescent. I've had the last two or three weeks have not been the most pleasant. The last two or three months, actually, the last two or three years haven't been the most pleasant in my existence. But sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees, and you somehow have to get out of your own way. And I think that's, people take themselves so seriously. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to go any further than that convention this week and the one last week. And if you weren't around with us in the last half hour, we post all of these hours. Michael, how long, at the end of the hour, they're up there, right? So if people didn't hear the first half of this hour, they can go to DougStephan.com and listen to hour number two of the Good Day program, the beginning of it, a conversation with Ellen Ratner from the Talk Radio News Service about the stories coming out of the convention this week and last week that are, as usual, not really true, factually not accurate. Some of the conservative hosts are saying that they didn't get treated well. Well, it wasn't they didn't get treated well. It was that they were the Democrats had their way of doing things, and because they don't really understand yet still how this medium works, that's why they fail at it. That's why their hosts are not as good or as popular as the right wingers, because they don't really get what this is all about. So they tied the hands of the people who are the operatives trying to get information and people to talk about the issues, and so it failed. The talk radio row this week at the convention failed. And it failed because they don't understand how to use this medium, which is a way a lot of people make up their minds. They listen to discussions. You know, let's be honest. Many of the programs, both on the left and the right, preach to the choir. It's like playing music that you want to hear. All right? If you're right of center, you want to listen to all the people that are right of center say what you want to hear. It's pleasant. You find it pleasing to your ears to hear them rattle off all of the stuff as to why they don't like this Democrat or why that policy's terrible, yada, yada. Same thing is true on the left. When they try to take the same approach, however, for whatever the reason, they're just not good at it. And so the programs and those shows suffer. I don't know what it is. I think maybe there's just more anger, although there's plenty of anger on the right as well. It's just not fun to listen to. But you do find those people who hear the things they want to hear because they believe it, so you're preaching to the choir, and therefore it sounds good. You want to listen to things that you want to listen to, right? I don't listen to music that I don't like. I don't want to listen to people talking that I don't like. And that's how it's the same principle, isn't it?
Sure, you want to hear something that's affirming.
Right. That you're right. Or, yeah, that was a good song. Same thing. Anyway, so I say that, and I'm not sure why I went back there. What prompted me? What did I start saying that prompted me to go back to that?
Talking about earlier in the hour.
Yeah, but I was saying that because I was going someplace.
You were recapping for us, sir.
Oh, is that what
a great recap, yes.
Okay. All right, here's something else I want to recap for. Jennifer gets to her television report. This is something that deserves every single American's attention. This may not be fun stuff, but it's stuff that you really need to know about. And as I said earlier, once again, this would have been hour one of the Good Day Show if you want to play that back and you didn't hear it. Results of this report from the Institute of Medicine that has been released shows that the U.S. healthcare system now wastes $750 billion dollars a year. To translate that to a number that you can understand, 30 some odd cents out of every dollar that's spent in health care is wasted. Flush it down the toilet. And these excesses are unnecessary care, paperwork that's required in order not to get sued, the fraud that is so much a part of these businesses that's so ripe, and it's like the Defense Department. By the way, $750 billion a year is more than we spend on defense. And of that $750 billion, the Government Accounting Office said 2 months ago, we could get the same services, have the same protection, everything would be the same if we cut out the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse for $460 billion a year. So why are we sitting here debating tax increases to be further squandered? Doesn't anybody understand Medicare? We're going to increase the tax. Why? Get to run the business of the government and get rid of this. Why should you and I, who work hard for
keep
our
paying more
money, keep paying more for these people to waste it? And the waste is in, can you imagine? 34 cents of every dollar is wasted. I mean, I can hardly wait till Ken gets a hold of this. Ken Kronhaus, actually Jack Stockwell as well, or any doctor that you know. And so why is this a part of the debate? When the Obamacare discussion comes up, the problem is, and the reason that it wasn't discussed, the reason, I mean, there were people who were looking at this report and say, aha, the Republicans tried to take a shot. I don't know. The Institute of Medicine is a nonpartisan group that studies health care in our country, and they weighed in on all kinds of things, including Obamacare. But since, and by the way, this number has doubled since so-called portions of, what's it called? It's the Affordable Health Care Act. That's what it's called. So since that's gone into effect, this number has doubled from what was wasted before because of the excess paperwork and things that are being done it's just these forms of waste are over the top. Don't you think people ought to know that? Don't you? Aren't you?
And how do they not? Like, what, that to me is the most compelling story of the day, but it's not in any newspaper that I've seen yet today.
No, no place. It's not being discussed anywhere. Except here. Am I a genius? Am I?
I'm voting for you. I'm writing you in.
Are you really?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
And what's my job going to be, though? Am I running for president, vice president?
Ruler of the world.
Ruler of the world.
Yes, I think so. Just straight
for
the top.
Isn't there, what's that? It's part of the that song by Coldplay, right? Isn't that the thread of that? Michael, find the song, will you, by Coldplay? And see, it's that one that I never know what the name of it is. I have the lyric.
The one you like.
The Citriani ripoff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, I have the lyrics for that someplace here. I never throw anything away, as those of you who look at my desk know. I don't know. It's here someplace. But the point is,
this will be like your campaign song.
Right. Crank it up, Mario.
Yeah, it was done last night. Very good, though. Yeah, I ruled the world.
All right, it's King Doug. I've just proclaimed waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse illegal.
No longer.
I've been referred to as the King of Dudley World. Which is a little
not quite
the
king
here.
Of all media, but
yeah,
the
right.
King of Deadly World.
King of Deadly World. Anyway, so food for thought for sure. Jennifer has maybe a little lighter bill of fare here. The television report. Actually, I have a late 2020 television quiz question. You ready?
Ready. Yeah.
All right. This is something you can think about. Call us at 800-510-8255. After 9 years on the air and 216 shows produced, what program had its final episode on this date in 1971 and has since been in syndication? In other words, it's a show that stopped in 1971 and it's never been off the air. What's the name of that show? Mm-hmm. And it is the only one left, by the way. Well, certainly if you go back to this date, 1971 would be the only one. But I think it may be the only one. No, because Gunsmoke is still on. So anyway, but it's not Gunsmoke. I just gave you that is the answer is not Gunsmoke, all right? And it's not a Western. 800-510-8255. After that, you got to figure it out. Again, 9 years on the air, 216 shows in the can. This is a program that had its final episode. It was a CBS show on this date, 1971. It has been in syndication since it left the network. What's the name of the show? 800-510-8255. Let me tell you about investigative reporters. 60 Minutes did a story recently about how supercomputers are using algorithms to make mathematical stock predictions. Canadian stock expert Lambros Kouvlitikas has the most historic financial message for those of you, people that want to get the best investments possible. This guy, I want you to go to a website. Check out SEMATHY.com, Samathy.com/good day, and find out, click on live market video. Find out about this research. This guy's created and tested an algorithm that allows him and you to calculate, not predict, forthcoming stock prices. That's pretty amazing. Calculate them, not predict them. This is a way for you to look at stocks and see what to invest in based on an algorithm. And it's really values that haven't happened yet. That's where he's going. To prove he can really do it, this gentleman posts real-time videos at that site, samathy.com/good day. You can see. Watch them. You may not believe what you're seeing. It's really pretty shocking. But there it is, right there, calculating the numbers in the stock markets and foreign exchanges you can't do. When you see it, you'll believe it. If you'd like to use it as a tool, check it out. Go to samathy.com/good day, SEMATHY.com/good day. Click on live market videos.
A new study by Fidelity Investments finds that on average, parents plan to cover 57% of their children's college costs, but are only on track to meet 30% of that savings goal. Unless college saving rates increase, families will have to rely on financial aid and other funding sources to make up the difference. Keith Bernhardt is Vice President of College Planning at Fidelity.
Starting to save early is a top piece of advice parents give when it comes to planning for college, and many families are taking this positive step. Establishing a savings strategy early and setting up a dedicated tax-advantaged account like a 529 savings plan can help parents better prepare for future college costs. In fact, awareness of 529 plans continues to rise, and families using these accounts are more on track to reach their college savings goals.
To learn more, visit fidelity.com/college or call 1-800-544-1914. I'm John Tridden.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective in improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra. 800-510-8255, Ken in Simpsonville, South Carolina. What's the name of the show that was canceled on this date in 71 but is still in syndication?
The Andy Griffith Show.
That's a great guess. Unfortunately, not the right guess, but yeah, that's a good guess. All right, let's see here. Sandy in Punta Gorda, what do you think the show is?
MASH.
MASH is not the right answer, but a good guess. Ben's in Schenectady, New York. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, what do you think the answer is?
The Beverly Hillbillies.
You are correct. The Beverly Hillbillies. So you get the swell prize. Hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you. In the meantime, Jennifer has some news on Simon Cowell and NBC and yada, yada.
Yeah,
Brittany
there's...
walking off. The X Factor.
Well, first I want to remind you tonight on all the networks is a stand-up for cancer event. So check
right.
that out
okay.
if you are around tonight. But Simon Cowell, not happy with NBC at all. He thought he had a gentleman's agreement with NBC. You know, he's the creator of America's Got Talent. And the agreement was that they wouldn't put the X Factor up against The Voice. Well,
two
NBC,
of his shows.
Right, NBC did just that, The Voice and X Factor going head-to-head next Wednesday when it premieres. And could there be trouble in paradise? Brittany actually did walk off the set of X Factor. She didn't just go to the bathroom on her first day on the job. And Simon had to talk her back, but ever since then, she's very happy she stayed, according to Simon.
I don't know if I can do this for $12 million a year. 51
I
past
can.
The hour, yeah.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to get away, now's the time to pay attention to what's on the radio. Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com for our weekly overview of the special. That don't underscore this enough. You can go to DougStephan.com anytime. You find Tom's picture in the contributors area of DougStephan.com. Click on that, and it lists all of the special fares and deals, programs that are put together for listeners of the Good Day Show. So if you want some travel ideas, bargains, things that may be a focus that you haven't thought of or you don't know where to go, this is the place to go, and the stuff's put together for you. So check it out, Tom Parsons at DougStephan.com. Now, having said that, there are three or four different things. Observation number one, JetBlue is nowhere near the airline it was when it first got started and gained its reputation. I don't know whether you feel that or not. The more people I talk to who are on JetBlue, there are delays all the time. The planes are not particularly clean, nor are they the mechanical side. Seats are broken. The video audio system's not working. You hear that? My two children came across the country on JetBlue the other day, and they had to move seats three times to find one that wasn't broken for my son. Video equipment didn't work through half of the flight. I mean, this kind of stuff, that word gets around. Word of mouth can be good or bad, Tom. Agreed?
Yeah, well, actually, you know, here's the other thing. We listen to, you know, the Department of Transportation has actually made their website a little bit more user-friendly. And when you look at the number of complaints that are made by travelers every year, it's so minimal, minimal. And yet, you know, they use those statistics. Well, we hit 3,000.
Well, but the people, do they bother even anymore? I mean, why bother?
I'm just saying, it's like if you're going to make a complaint, that's a good one. I mean,
yeah, it is a good one.
But and you may want to ask them. You know, if their seats are broken, what about their engines?
Yeah, exactly. What else is going on in the plane? Thank you very much.
So anyway, you do have a way to complain, and very few people use it.
Yeah. So the complaints sometimes take different forms. American Airlines, a couple of socks to the jaw this week. Both of them deserved, it would seem to me. And you know, I fly American most of the time, not necessarily because I love the way they run the airline, but here, Glenn Beck, that story has become a legend this week. running from Newark to Dallas, and the stewardess, the flight attendant, doesn't like his politics, so she treats him like dirt. And, of course, he blogs, and how many, he's got more people, I think, how many friends, Jennifer, how many friends has Glenn Beck got?
Hundreds. Like- Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, Glenn Beck's right here in Dallas now,
too. Yeah. So then he then there's this thing with the Down syndrome kid who's going to go from Newark to Los Angeles, I think. And the pilot didn't like the way the kid was acting in the lounge. So he says, you can't come with us. And that created a complete firestorm. And they deserve every bit of criticism that they get for that. Here's an airline in bankruptcy trying to get a break. You'd think that they'd manage this stuff. Are they just all too big, Tom?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, when I started 30 years ago in this business, you could call the airlines up and, you know, if you had to change a ticket or something like that, it was, you know, you just called your agent and
easy and friendly.
To you and everybody, it was like partners in Skywell. You know, that partner stuff is over.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's also working with the frequent flyer miles. It's done, you know, there's fees all over the place. So.
Yeah.
You know, the airline industry is not like when I first started flying, and probably when you either. I mean, we used my mom made me dress up in a tie, which
right.
is the worst
yeah,
thing
yeah.
you could do to me.
Yeah, right. It was an experience. Now women get on in their gym shorts and who knows what else.
Pajama pants always.
Yeah, right,
So anyway, can I talk about two good deals?
Please.
Let's not talk negative all the time, Gene.
No, heavens no.
Anyway, if you're heading to the Caribbean this fall, and even through January and early February, you're not going to get it for Christmas, but you might get it for Thanksgiving. Some of the airfares we're seeing first class, and Doug likes to upgrade. And when I tell him he can go to San Juan from New York for like $500 or something, $549 or something, and that's first class confirmed, or St. Croix or Cancun or Aruba, and some of these cities are in the $500, $600 range. That's a very good price. Plus, you get to check two bags. You get maybe extra, you know, you get a bigger, wider seat, more leg room. And also, for those who want to start the party early, you get free adult beverages. And do as Doug does when he flies first class. He always buys a round for the guys up in first class.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I buy a round for the guys in the cockpit.
Yeah. But nobody in the back.
Yeah, right.
That one, you got to look at the fares we got out there. Number two is, boy, if you're looking for a place to go this fall, look at Dublin, November, even for Thanksgiving. These fares have been cut and slashed. It's $200 to $300 cheaper than most of anywhere else in Europe.
Really?
Yeah, Dublin.
Dublin.
You can have Irish beer and what's that, shepherd pie instead of turkey.
All right, check it out. Bestfares.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.